The view now from another tourist destination has been transformed. The French region of Brittany, the prospect of Britain exiting the European Union has sent a wave of British citizens there in search of not just a holiday, but French passports. NPR's Joanna Kokisis reports.
Maggie Ordivere left her home in southeastern England a few months after Britain voted to leave the European Union last year.
We made the plan before Brexit came along. We didn't want to choose Spain or Italy because we wanted an easy route back for family. And we fell in love with Brittany.
Brittany reminds Maggie's wife, Bea, of home.
When we were driving north, south, east and west looking at properties for sale, it felt comfortably similar.
The couple bought a 19th century house in the village of Seglienne and renovated it into a bed and breakfast.
La Grande Maison Seglienne.
They also discovered that there were thousands of other British people in Brittany.
Spotlight on Brittany. Or now Degas got on Dut à Garvon.
So many Britons that there's an integration association in the village of Guarick, and it has its own bilingual podcast.
Bring you closer to the people and places of this beautiful region.
It is beautiful, and with very British weather. We drive in pouring rain to reach rustic Guarick, where we meet the Integration Association's Maggie Fee, who's lived in France for 15 years.
Recently, I've noticed more British people coming to live here on a permanent basis. It's people who were intending to come anyway and who are not going to let Brexit put them off.
Fee is often their first point of contact.
We talk about the two most important things which you really need to get sorted when you come to live here, which are the health system and the tax system.
There are also intensive French language classes and conversation clubs, like this one led by Anne Guillemont at her home in the nearby village of Perret. We make some jam together, she says, and try to get the English to speak some French. Local councilwoman Kate Husband says the influx of the English is helping the economy.
You go into any of the shops, any of the DIY stores, people doing up houses, it's absolutely chock full of English people.
She and her husband are English themselves. They moved here 27 years ago to run a cycling tour company.
I have dual nationality. My husband will have it since the whole political situation in Britain. We felt we should get French nationality just to make sure we didn't have any problems staying here.
She considers herself a European. So does Maggie Ordivere, the bed and breakfast owner who moved to Brittany just last October.
We were horrified by the results of Brexit. It may well spur us to take French citizenship in order to remain here long term.
After all, she says, Brittany feels almost as British as Britain. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Guarick, France.
And from NPR News.